Dillingham and Aleknagik are among the 180 communities impacted by the legislature's sweep of the Power Cost Equalization Endowment. CEO Bob Himshut says members of Nooshaghat Cooperative are facing a significant increase to their bills.
So if you're a residential member, your first 500 kilowatt hours is subsidized at 19.7 cents. In effect, what that is $100 a month.
Most homes use between 600 and 800 kilowatts a month. The sweep of the PCE is the result of a stalemate in funding between the governor and the legislature. Himshut says it's unprecedented.
There's not been a situation like this since PCE was first developed as a program in 1985, so it's all uncharted waters.
While electric bills will increase for the month of July, the PCE could still be saved. Legislators are working to restore some of the line item vetoes. House Speaker Bryce Edgman is on the front lines of restoring the fund.
But that PC Endowment Fund, it's among the many priorities that I've got on my plate right now, that's at the top in terms of getting that fund liquidated, getting that money recapitalized, and keeping those benefits in place and keeping the endowment going forward into perpetuity.
Legislators are aiming to draw on some of the funds from the Constitutional Budget Reserve through Senate Bill 2002. The bill would restore not only the PCE, but also highway funding, student scholarships, and other accounts. To pass the bill, legislators need a three-quarters majority vote in the House and Senate. The bill was approved 29-7 Monday, but fell one vote short of the majority. Four members of the House were absent for the vote. Edgman says he is committed to holding another vote before August.
You know, if that money isn't put into place, there will be no PCE payments for the upcoming year, the upcoming winter, and that's going to be a huge shock to most people in rural Alaska. To me, it's a legacy program that needs to stay in place for rural Alaska, and it's also very instrumental in people being able to afford staying in smaller communities.
Legislators are also voting on House Bill 2001 to fund a $1,600 permanent fund dividend and, in turn, restore funds to other line item vetoes. If legislators fail to pass either bill, the PCE could disappear. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.